East Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
A skin expert has raised concerns about the growing number of teens taking unverified skincare advice from TikTok and YouTube. Dr. Judy Pretorius is a biomedical scientist and lecturer for pharmaceutical chemistry at Northwest University. She's described the skin struggles of teenagers as the perfect storm of pressure, saying they're tied to confidence. The doctor says while they are seeing a rise in teen skin issues, there's a growing trend of young people copying adult skincare routines packed with ingredients that their skin isn't ready to handle. Pretoria says on social media platforms, influencers post product reviews on items that they promote as must-haves.
Now, why this is very serious to take note of is the first thing that people should know out there is that the cosmetic industry is one of the most unregulated industries on the planet. That's why literally every single person can come to the forefront and give some form of skincare advice.
Pretoria says teenagers are buying high-strength products meant for mature or damaged skin, which can cause irritation, disrupt skin barriers, and in some cases lead to long-term sensitivity.
We should be respectful to the fact that we do get information from social media and from the internet. I mean, we should not be naive that this is our go-to route to gain information. But I would say try to be more inquisitive and put on your investigation hat, if you will. And try to start to look for who's the person, so the manpower behind a particular brand, because you want to see qualification, you want to see experience.
Authorities in New Hanover say they're still waiting for the family of a flood victim to fetch his remains weeks after a heavy storm swept away three people. The downpour triggered severe flooding in Ward 2 of Mshwati last month. A 55-year-old woman from the Eastern Cape who was recovered a day after the deluge has since been taken home by her family. It took officials more than a week to find the other two victims. Ward 2 councillor Skumbuzo Nkomalo says 28-year-old Mbali Ndledla was from Ndwedwe, north of Durban. He says the remains of the third victim, 33-year-old Lungile Bujiswayo from the Eastern Cape, haven't yet been collected.
His remains are still at our local police station. Local members that they go to the same church together, and obviously where he was renting apartment, been in touch with the family. So it's a matter of the family getting ready to come this side.
The ANC's National Executive Committee has drawn a firm line on its relationship with the South African Communist Party. The ANC says it won't allow dual membership for SACP leaders and members if its partner continues with its plan to contest elections independently. Secretary General Fikile Mbalula delivered the organization's midterm report at its National General Council in Boksburg. He says the NGC will also explore how the party should practically respond to the SACP stance.
This is viewed by the ANC as a strategic rupture. The ANC has pursued multiple bilateral engagements with SACP, COSATU and SANCO to avert further divisions. Despite these engagements, the SACP comrades remains committed to independent electoral participation.
The death toll from renewed fighting between Thailand and Cambodia over a disputed border has climbed to 10. Violent clashes broke out yesterday, less than 2 months after the country signed a joint peace declaration. Cambodia says two more civilians have been killed in overnight shelling by Thai forces, bringing the total deaths on its side to 7. Thailand has reported that at least 3 soldiers were killed. A recap of our lead story, a skin expert has raised concerns about the growing number of teens taking unverified skincare advice from TikTok and YouTube. For the East Coast Radio News Watch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
The crazy store's got deals galore and everything you need. From tinsel presents, wrapping, and a star for your Christmas tree. We've got all sorts, games and sports, many toys to buy. Stationery, arts and crafts, come on and don't be shy. No need to panic shop, we're your one-stop Christmas spot. Your table will be dressed and you will not be stressed. When Christmas Eve is here, you'll want to sing and cheer. I got everything at the crazy store and I can't wait for next year.
Hey, you never know what you might find this Christmas.
East Coast Radio Traffic.
Good morning, KZN. We're going to start with a bit of an accident. If you're on the N3 to Durban after Peterborough Drive, we do have a crash that's taken place there, left lane obstructed. So just a heads up for that. And then we've got roadworks for you on the N3 to Pietermaritzburg at the Cliffdale Interchange. And then delays on the N3 to Durban between the Paradise Valley Interchange and Pavilion. It is also due to roadworks. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Andy James.
WhatsApp your traffic updates to 061-792-9495. 30 minutes of non-stop music with Carol O'Fori.
KZN's number one hit music station. East Coast Radio.
Welcome to your beautiful...